For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Ladies
and gentlemen, please,
would you bring your attention to me for a feast for your eyes to
see? An explosion of catastrophe. Starring. I'm here for it, bro. I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
I think she runs his Instagram.
I want Panoramica.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Portrait is... mode.
You got a portrait mode. Go to portrait.
God damn it. What's her name, Sarah?
And Jordan.
God damn it, Jordan.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
I'm watching it. I'm just behind.
Right, but that's why I stay up to breast on everything.
I love staying up to breast.
What is it?
A breast.
A breast. I mean, you know what I was saying.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
No, Huberman's like pretty big.
He's like pretty big.
Courtney. Yeah. That's why all of us have never heard of it.
No, Andrew Huberman.
But Courtney.
Andrew Huberman. He told me if I put spinach in the blender every morning when the sun comes up, I will never get sick.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Get past that.
Talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
You actually could send a text message in the form of numbers where you could then turn the beeper upside down.
Oh, like with the calculator.
Like boobs.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Greg Hill! Greg Hill! Show! All right. Good morning from Gillette Stadium on a Patriots Monday as the New England Patriots go to 2-7 after an overtime loss to the Tennessee Titans. And I don't know, we could talk about how great Drake May is. That's really about all we can talk about.
That's all we need to talk about. Moral victory Mondays.
I have never felt better in my life after a loss than watching him play. Like, I don't know what it is. It's a je ne sais quoi. He obviously needs to learn about running. His career could be over before it starts.
Yeah, he does not slide. He did not seem to slide once yesterday.
It almost felt like when you tell James to stop doing something, he does it harder.
There was one where he was running, and he almost like leaned into, like he almost dove head first. Yeah. I'm like, dude, what are we doing?
But he's so
I love
good.
Him. Yeah. I love him.
He's so good. Yeah. And he's the only – I mean, he is why you have a future. But there are a million things in that game that were just so irritating. But the walk-off, like, I know we'll get to it all day, but they're not having a two-point conversion play.
Yeah.
And the other thing is it's also protecting Drake May because you don't have an extra period of football. Either you win or lose with one play, and then you go home.
Well, I would guess the odds that you get the two-point conversion, 3 yards or whatever you need, are better than the odds that you win in overtime. Mm. Are they?
Because if you have the ball on the 3 yard line, you got a better chance, like you said, of scoring from there versus, all right, you might get the ball in your own 20. Now you got to, like, they got the ball in their own 30 yard line and they now had to go 70 yards or whatever it was to.
But Tennessee could have scored and the game was over. Like, I mean,
right.
There's no odds there. I mean, I just don't. We'll talk to Gerard Mayo about it. I get it.
Sitting at 2-6 too. It's like you're out of it as well. Oh, so why not just go for it? This game doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah,
totally.
In the grand scheme of things. So,
but see, they don't. That's the only problem. They don't take that approach. Like, it's the same thing. Like, the approach that we take as fans, or at least I take, is like, all right, I want to try to be at the best possible draft status.
You like this.
Right.
You like when they're in a game.
Right.
And then lose the game.
Right.
A lot of fans, actually, I think, do like that. Right. I think they do. They are happy with the outcome.
Yeah. Oh.
But that's how we think as
in the
fans,
moment, though, when I'm watching it, I can't, like, I was so pissed when they lost that game. Not that it matters. It's just you're emotionally invested into it. And for me, the other big area where I was so wrong a year ago when we did Courtney and my favorite 6 months of draft talk, the Marvin Harrison, like anybody who thinks, Wiggy, you were so right, like going after a receiver before you have the quarterback.
As opposed to the quarterback.
Right. Because literally Drake May puts you in this position where you have no offensive line, your receivers largely suck, your offensive coordinator is inept, you have a rookie coach, and your defense is saddled with injuries, and you are just this staying alive, chucking it across your body, finding Stevenson on the right side of that end zone, and you have this people like me jumping up in their living room like you actually have a shot at something.
Well, I mean, four starts in, statistically, he is doing things that have never been done before by a quarterback in the NFL. So I mean, the guy is going to be a star.
Yeah, that's what you look at. You look at just... And this is the progression of him week to week, building confidence. This is why I always say the more confidence he has, obviously the better football player he'll be. Now, obviously, we won't go back to week one and all that revisionist history. They should have played him. But you start to see, is he still making some of the dumb mistakes as a rookie? Yeah, he is. But he's given you the ability as a football team to keep you in games and maybe give you a chance to win. And sometimes at the end of those games that you do have a chance to win, he might blow it because he makes some of those rookie mistakes. But I don't look at that as a bad thing. I just look at his growth and development of where he's going to be next season.
On the interception, he just didn't see the safety.
And then he didn't put it out there far enough. He kind of left it up and, you know, fluttering a little bit. So that safety did have the ability to come underneath it and kind of take it out of the sky. But
would it kill a receiver on the Patriots to fight for a ball, like a 50-50 ball? It's like, there's a defender nearby.
Never mind.
Very nice to be here.
I think he was throwing it to Josh Pooty, right?
Number 9.
Yeah, so maybe that's not who he is a 50-50 ball guy.
I know. Whatever. The team is totally demoralizing in all other aspects.
I'm happy, though. I am not going to lie to you. If they play close games, I actually bet them. I want to see them win. But if they don't win, I'm not sitting here crying or complaining. I'm looking at Drake May played great. That play that he made to put them in a position to go to overtime.
I mean,
that's like Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson type of play.
Speaking of wagering, how did the Parlay Playboy do this weekend?
Man, Parlay Playboy listened to Nick Costos and got hit over the head with Green Bay and the Browns.
I did too, yeah.
Same with the Princess?
Yeah. I mean, I hit two bets, Curtis's Ohio State, and I had a parlay yesterday, like a 6-game parlay that hit, but it was like a $200 payout.
Yeah.
Curtis, you're undefeated, I think.
I am.
When it comes to your locks.
Locks, lock them up.
Is that four in a row from you?
It is. Costos keeps better track than I do.
Yeah.
But because he's all miss. But I was even now, people are like summoning me yesterday at like 12:40. I got DMs from guys like, I need one today.
I was like,
no, it's okay. It just comes when it comes. But Ohio State, Penn State, that was a little close, but I knew they were going to pull it out. We had the Jets game last week.
Because you had Oregon. Penn State in that one, right? You had the Penn State?
No, I had Ohio State.
Oh, you had Ohio State.
-3.
Right.
I had Oregon over Ohio State. I had Ohio State over Penn State.
There
I had Notre Dame over Louisville, and I had Notre Dame over Georgia Tech.
Andy told me not to bet the Georgia game, and I didn't take his advice, and I bet it with what I had won from the Ohio State game and then lost it.
Kurt, if I was you, I'd stay away from the NFL. It's like college is your wheelhouse.
Yeah, stay in there.
Yep.
Did you have Jason Kelce smashing a kid's phone at Penn State?
So let me just say this.
This is my lead.
Then we'll get to it.
Okay, we'll get to it.
But I am so happy for people. I think people, as long as people do what he did, we may decrease the sackless men in America that attempt to be tough guys in all places.
I think you're right. So we'll get to that during your lead.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we are at Gillette Stadium. It is a Patriots Monday, and it is a Mayo Monday, and that means that Gerard Mayo will join us here. He has tended to be on with us around 9 or 9:20, so I'm expecting that's when he will join us this morning. This is Mike from Connecticut. Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I felt really good about yesterday's game. But one thing that's been killing this team all season long is penalties. Penalties. That's killing this team. They could have won that game if they actually kept the head in the game and stopped committing these damn penalties. That's all I got. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they started off as a team that was pretty good when it came to not having being penalized a lot. And now these past several weeks, it seems like, you know, even like with Mayo on the sidelines, the frustration is set in with all the pre-snap penalties, whether it's false starts, jumping off sides, some of the bonehead penalties of the roughing the quarterback, or like some of those unsportsmanlike penalties. But yeah, they've kind of went the other direction a little bit.
But isn't that really on, I mean, it's on the players, but it's all like Gerard Mayo can't get that straightened out with them.
Like, you would think, but you have to know, like, you as a coach, you got to just keep reiterating, like, certain things. Like, hey, if you got a clean shot on the quarterback, or if you have the quarterback, maybe let him go. When you're taking him down, don't throw your body weight on him.
It's about discipline, though.
Yeah,
this is an undisciplined team. Like, on and off the field. That is what we have been shown over and over again with them.
You got to constantly reiterate to these guys.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you have to teach people that you have to be gentle around the quarterback when he throws the ball, then I don't know. I mean, I feel like that's so clear to everybody. The Patriots make mistakes over and over again. But for me, my, like, coaching issue is not about discipline. It's about just get Van Pelt out of here. Like, he's in over his head. He seems like a very nice guy. He looks like a great guy to watch a game with. Great tailgate dude, but he is not an offensive coordinator of the caliber required to be with someone like Drake May to grow.
When does he get to the game plan? Like 10 minutes before kickoff? When does he get that all sorted?
He doesn't like a game plan. Oh, he flies by the seat of his pants. He likes to sort of see, well, I mean, the pants may not fit. But
you think he's gone after the season?
Oh, I don't care that much, but I hope so, yes. Okay. I would.
But do you think he is?
Yes. Okay. I don't know how – I don't get the tosses – when you have no line. So you're like, okay, we're going to be in a shotgun. I'm going to toss it to Ramondre Stevenson and allow the six guys at the line, three of which come unblocked, to tackle him for a loss of three. So every drive, Drake May starts second and 13.
Right.
What is the first?
Just go downhill with the runs.
With a rookie quarterback, all you want is to be in manageable spots for third down so that they can have the run pass game be a part of it. Every drive he starts behind the sticks, and it's because the coordinator is an idiot.
If Drake likes him, though, can't it be detrimental for a young quarterback to have a different offensive coordinator like season after season? We saw that with Mac. I think that was one big reason why Mac couldn't get his footing. Not just the fact that there were boobs being put into that position,
right,
but the change every single season, that can hurt.
Yeah, but I just don't think Mac is in the same caliber as Drake May.
No, me neither. No.
So I think that whatever issues, and I also think Mac was just way too in his head. I feel like Drake May, you don't want to go from AVP to another coach, to another coach, to another coach. But I believe this offseason, you get a guy in here, an older offensive mind, that you don't think is going to bolt after year one with Drake May.
With some legit experience.
Yes. that can, I mean, Josh McDaniels, maybe. I wasn't a huge fan, but he'd be a big step up. And
You want somebody more of that ilk than, like, you know, some of these young-minded, young guns, the Bobby Slowicks, those type. You would rather somebody that we've already seen.
I would rather you than Alex Van Pelt.
No, I know that.
I think he'd be great.
I know that. But would you?
Because
I
would expect greatness. You really do.
Well, you know that I didn't have the experience with younger quarterbacks.
And you can relate to them.
Yes, right. I think it would be.
When I take the field, I expect greatness.
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting because you might have a guy like maybe not a Josh McDaniels, but what about maybe like a Brian Daboll if he gets fired in New York? I could kind of see that going down there.
I would be all for that,
you know?
Daboll coming here.
Yeah.
But are they going to pay that guy?
That's the problem. Mm-hmm. $100K is what they paid Wiggy at Brockton. I don't know if they can do that here.
They're still short some money.
Yeah.
I do hope that the loss yesterday didn't hurt your birthday because it was a big birthday weekend for you.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun, and it's depressing getting older, but it's nice to be able to celebrate,
yep.
And we had a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
Wiggy, did you enjoy these sliders from Saver on Friday night? Did you try any of those?
Oh, yeah. I had that because I was like, when you said I
those
was
are,
like, I
those are arguably the best sliders in the United States of America.
Yeah, they were really good. Sliders. They were really good.
Also, you always talk about the chicken parm from Strega. Uh-huh. I had never had it before yesterday.
Yeah.
That chicken parm, and really it was good. Like a vodka sauce on it.
Yeah.
It was
great.
The best chicken parm maybe I've ever had.
Yeah, it was really good.
Great turnout for the basic brunch yesterday. Thanks to everybody who came out and helped us raise money for the foundation. And it's actually freezing cold this morning, Curtis. I don't know what the deal is.
Yeah, it's brutal. I feel like we all have become somewhat Florida-ized because of the warm fall we've had. And I was not ready for the cold this weekend. This morning it is freezing. It's under 30 degrees where we are in Foxborough in Boston. It's right around 31, but it feels much colder.
All right. Well, we got a lot to get to this morning after another Patriots loss. We are at Gillette Stadium, and we will get to our leads coming up in just about 10 minutes. And then they said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend. We will discuss what Kendrick Bourne said about his quarterback's aura. I know Courtney is big into the auras, so we'll get to that coming up at 7. Boomer Esiason will join us at 8. The news with Courtney at 8:20 this morning, and then Gerard Mayo sometime during the 9 o'clock hour. Speaking of Courtney, here she is with what is trending this first hour this morning.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Patriots fall 2-7 on the season with an overtime loss to the Titans in Nashville. Drake May completed 29 of 41 passes for 206 yards and a touchdown while throwing 2 interceptions. Monday Night Football will see the Bucks at the Chiefs. 8:15 kickoff. You can listen to that right here on EEI. Shime, if we could maybe get a same game parlay for me this evening.
I thought you were limiting yourself to $50 a month.
Yeah, but I've been winning some back.
You have?
Yes.
Okay.
I just don't know. I think I might take out like 100 from my 200 win yesterday and then keep 100 in. So I'm not even putting in new money.
Okay.
Yeah, I've only put in total $50 starting.
Since you started.
It is.
Okay.
Yep.
Take out your 50 and now you're playing with house money.
Right.
So whatever you got left, just take the 50 out and keep that in.
Okay. NFL trade deadline is tomorrow. We'll talk to Boomer Esiason and Gerard Mayo this morning about it all. The Celtics take on the Hawks tonight in Atlanta, 7:45 tip. And the Bruins shut out the Kraken yesterday, 2-0. Swayman had 23 saves in the win. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Merlone did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Do we know, like, what's wrong with Jack Edwards? Because I was watching the broadcast last night.
He doesn't know. He said that the doctors still don't know.
Okay.
When he explained it during the game, I think that was Saturday night, though, not last night. Or maybe it was.
No, it was last night. It was like his tribute.
During the game, he was saying that his brain is, there's a, like, disconnect between his brain and the way it comes out.
Okay.
Mouthwise. That's what he said.
All right. Yeah. Because I felt like, you know, you listen to it and I was like, is like something like serious, like going in that direction? Or is it something that, you know, he's just kind of dealing with, but he'll be health wise. He'll be all right.
Yeah.
All right, well, a quick Bruins nugget. Hockey guy. First time since October of 2008,
yep,
the Bruins had consecutive shutouts on back-to-back nights.
Yep.
Wow.
They are big. It was Saturday morning. Ken told me Monty was fired. They kept his job.
They're playing for Monty.
Monty up. 30 degrees, afternoon high of 53.
All right, we're at Gillette Stadium. It's a Patriots Monday, and we will be back with our leads coming up.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Next. It is a Patriots Monday. We are at Gillette Stadium, where we almost always are on Mondays after a Patriots overtime loss to the Titans. Tomorrow, Wiggy, is there any, as you head into the trade deadline, is there any other than Drake May, anybody on this team that you wouldn't listen to an offer about? If
Christian Gonzalez is probably, yeah, he's the only other one that I wouldn't entertain offers for.
There are reports that people have been calling about him, correct?
Yes. And then also there's some interest, I guess, in Devon Godjow and in Kendrick Bourne.
And Kyle Duggar, right? I heard you guys.
Oh, and Duggar, yeah.
Diana Russini had a report of one over the weekend, so take it for what it's worth. I'm not saying she's wrong, but usually there's a report about interest about players by one person, and then quickly thereafter, there's three other guys, mostly local, that co-sign it. I would be shocked if there is a big deal by the Patriots tomorrow. I think this is, I don't know, I feel like they're going to be standing pat. I also think that the nonsense that Bert Breer reported yesterday, that they're getting calls on Tyquan Thornton. Like, God, Bert, make it a little less obvious you're doing the bidding of the organization. Like, I know your buddies with Elliot Wolf. There's nobody calling about Tyquan Thornton.
I would guess not, no.
But this is going to be an entire offseason where you do everything in your power to build the offense around Drake May. And where they are is a decent place to be. You no longer, I know Wiggy still wants a top pick, that's great, but you don't need it like other teams do, which is why you'll get a lot of value for it if you end up with the first pick overall.
Yeah, I think everybody on this roster is, you know, you can ship them out, send them where you want to go. I don't think they go after anybody because I guess it's like, unless it's somebody that I would be interested in, if it was somebody that they knew they could get, that they still had control of their contract for the next several years and could be helped part of building their future. I remember I brought up Max Crosby a while ago, like a guy like that that might want out of Vegas, and maybe you're willing to say, okay, here's somebody that we would get and we know he's going to be part of us helping build this future, especially, you know, defensively on the defensive side of the football. But offensively, unless you're the only guy I would really want right now that I'm thinking about, and they're not going to give him up, and I would wait till after the season anyways, would be a guy like Ja'Marr Chase and see how many first-round draft picks I could throw at him if that's something Cincinnati would maybe entertain. Not that they would, but that's what I feel like you have to do in the offseason is go after a guy of that kind of caliber and that status. I know there's not many out there, but if you could find a couple.
Well, you're certainly looking at a great spot when it comes to the draft. So
yep.
I think are those that's what they're wishing for.
Yeah.
And you're certainly helping yourself when you go out there and do what you did yesterday. So we will talk to Gerard Mayo about all of these things coming up during the 9 o'clock hour this morning from Gillette. Before that, though, we'll get to Boomer Esiason. He'll join us on This Week in the NFL. Coming up at 8, but right now, let's do this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Shine. I'm right there. I'm all around it. I think, is that from the film Flashdance?
Yes, it is, yeah. Greg. Yes.
Song is called Maniac.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Is the artist, is the first name of the artist Freddie something?
No, this is a Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah, no.
No, the first name is Michael.
Michael
Bublé.
It's not Michael Bolton.
No, it is Michael Cimbello.
Cimbello.
Of course.
Right. It's a classic song and
deep
a classic
catalog
movie.
For Cimbello.
Chime, did you watch Flashdance over the weekend or something? Like what made
I just think of Drake May, and all I could think of was Maniac okay. on like the it. Floor.
Okay, all right. Well, good choice this morning, and time for our leads. Chime, you can get us started.
Yeah, look, Greg, it's pretty simple. I mean, Drake May is really good, and yeah, there's some mistakes. That very last interception, too, what I think a lot of people don't realize is everybody's like, oh, that was Bailey Zappi-esque throwing into double coverage. Actually, it wasn't double coverage. It was never supposed to be that safety was never supposed to be there. However, if you watch the replay, Kendrick Bourne fell flat on his face running his route, which would have helped the safety down lower, and that pass might have actually been completed. But because Kendrick Bourne fell flat on his face, Amani Hooker could come off that route, work his way back up the field from out of Drake May's vision into Drake May's vision as soon as he threw the football. And so, look, he still put it 60 yards on a rope. To ask him to throw it, you know, 15 more yards downfield is a high ask of just about any quarterback in football. And without him yesterday, you have no offense. He accounted for all but 15 of your total yards yesterday.
Yeah, he had over 300 yards, basically, himself.
Yeah,
right?
He's one of only two quarterbacks, Greg, in the NFL this season to have thrown for 200 yards and run for at least 90 in a single game. The other guy, of course, being Lamar Jackson, who did it in the opening game and has only done it once. And so, like, Drake May is fantastic. Unfortunately, with Ben Brown all of a sudden, you know, 2 weeks into his Patriot career, getting holding penalty after holding penalty, Jeffrey Simmons was eating his lunch yesterday. You were losing out on big plays. Drake had a couple 20-plus yard runs called back due to holding. That ad-lib play that he made where he dumped it off to Kendrick Bourne ended up being like a 15-16 yard play. That comes back due to holding. The penalties on the offensive line were abysmal yesterday, and I think that's one of the biggest reasons why you didn't score more points than you did.
If you had to say anything bad about Drake Mayshime, I know that's tough for you to get it out of your mouth, but what would it be?
No, yeah, I'm still there's still some decisions that I don't necessarily love. There was that one pass down the sideline where I think even Mark Schlereth was saying like he couldn't decide if it was going to be a back shoulder throw or kind of like a high fade, and he threw
it. Oh, that was the dropped interception?
Yeah, down the sideline. I didn't love that pass. The strip sack, I think, was mostly Vidarian Lowe, but at the same time, I think he needs to sense that pressure a little bit better. But those are things that he's just going to learn. Those are the things he's figuring out as a rookie quarterback.
All right, Chime, thank you very much. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Optimistic Monday here for yours truly. I have looked at the AFC, and I will give you the teams I would rather be besides the New England Patriots.
Okay.
The Buffalo Bills are the only team in the division I would rather be.
Mm-hmm. All right.
The Baltimore Ravens and the Cincinnati Bengals, both better positions, teams I would rather be than the New England Patriots.
Okay.
The Houston Texans, better position because we know C.J. Stroud wins playoff games. We know D'Amico Ryans has been a little more successful. Mm-hmm. Casario's had a lot more success than the GM of the Patriots. And the Kansas City Chiefs. That would be five. I have the Patriots at six. Teams I want to be going forward. You are a top half, top third of the AFC from the position of where you are, what you have, what you need, and what it takes to get to the next level. I think the Patriots, I left that game yesterday, a million mistakes. Hated Mayo not going for two. Hated the explanation more. I don't know who Elliott Wolf is going forward. Their wide receivers suck, but they have the most important thing. I asked Ken this on Saturday. Would you trade Drake May today for three first-round picks?
No.
So there you go. You are good to go going forward, and I am hopeful that they don't ruin him, that they build around him, but optimistic this morning about the Patriots.
I'd agree with that. Mm. I like that. Mm.
Good spot. All right. Thank you, Curtis. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I'm a little bit under the weather, so apologies if I'm a little nasally. Yeah, did not have a good night's sleep last night. A little bit congested.
Ken has a COVID test.
Okay, yeah. I'll have him. He'll probably drive it down.
Yeah.
But I wanted to bring up what Greg already talked about a little bit this morning, teased it. Jason Kelce outside of the Ohio State-Penn State game over the weekend finally didn't just talk the talk but walked the walk when it came to a fan mouthing off. Mitch has the video of this that he can put up for those watching on Twitch right now. But to sum it up, a fan, while recording him, said, "Kelce, how does it feel that your brother is a blank for dating Taylor Swift?" Kelce walks over, takes the kid's cell phone, throws it on the ground, demolishes it, and then says, "Who's the F now?" I love this from Jason Kelce. I think that a lot of people would have thought that I would be like, oh, this is a bad look, bad look. Yeah. No, people have gotten way too comfortable running their mouths, saying whatever they think that they can say to people, whether it's online or in person. And Jason Kelce is a human. Just because he is a famous one doesn't mean you can go run your mouth. I am so happy that he walked up to that kid, that loser, took the phone, threw it down. Like, I don't see any issue with this. He didn't hit him. It's time that people start realizing what manners are and that you can't just say whatever the F you want to people. I love this from Jason Kelce. Like, I don't have an issue at all. Curtis sent it over the weekend. I immediately responded, love this. Curtis said me too.
Yeah. Technically, I sent it first, but go ahead.
We're not going to get into this whole thing.
It's
but
just it's the truth. Let's keep facts.
You sent it first?
Yeah. If you just look at the text chain.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry about it. I didn't see it from you.
It was just a couple stories up from TMZ.
My apologies.
Don't worry about it.
No, this is important, though.
This is important.
You are sometimes ridiculed for sending the same story in our group chat that has been sent moments ago by somebody else.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
This is a little bit of redemption for you.
I've had my redemption a couple times in the past.
Uh-huh. Oh, you are exactly right.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that we got it all straight.
I'm sorry. I did not see that. Thank you, Wiggy, for sending that.
I just
loved
the story that you sent.
There you go.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Thank you. But yeah, I also, that's my least favorite word in the entire world. So the fact that some kid was using it that way, just hate him. I hate everything about that kid. Love everything about what Jason Kelce did.
Do you have an issue with Jason Kelce using that same word back at him? If you have an issue with the word.
Yeah, that is a good point. No. Because he said it first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
All right.
So now it's all about
I hate that word, but I don't. Jason Kelce was basically like, oh, you're going to call me that?
Yeah, that word didn't bother me.
Well, I hate that word.
And not that he did bother me at all. I'm surprised that you weren't on the side of, well, you can't assault anybody.
He didn't assault anybody.
No,
he took the phone and threw it down.
Believe me, I'm with you on this one, but you know how people are. You can't touch people's property.
A year ago, maybe I would have thought that, Wiggy, but today, people are too out of line. It's time that people realize that they may get hit for running their mouth.
Okay, welcome to my world. That's what I'm talking about.
People are getting out of control.
I would have had no problem, Jason Kelce.
We know you'd have no problem with Jason Tatum,
just
no matter
what. Completely cold cocking that dude for this stuff.
But he didn't do that. Just took the phone.
And when he pushed Kelce too, when Kelce was like going to grab something on the ground and he gave him a little shove.
Yeah.
All right, Courtney, great lead.
Good job.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wiggy in full agreement. I think everybody is.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to take a quick break. We'll get to Wiggy's lead and to my lead coming up on a Patriots Monday at Gillette Stadium. Also a Mayo Monday. Gerard Mayo with us after 9 this morning. It is a Patriots Monday. We are at Gillette Stadium and Gerard Mayo with us around 9 this morning. Drake May. This afternoon on the afternoon show, busy week as always. Tomorrow it is a Ty Tuesday, and Ty Law will join us at 9 tomorrow. Celtics Wednesday the day after, Mego at 9 talking Celtics with us, and a Bruins Thursday with Mike Milbury at 9 on Thursday. And then Friday we're on the road, Flex Friday show. As we get ready for Veterans Day weekend, we will be at the American Heritage Museum, which is in Hudson and in half in my adopted home continent of Stowe. And I hope you come out on Friday and say hello and thank you to all of the veterans that will be there with us and enjoy the 66,000 square feet of military artifacts and exhibits that they have at the American Heritage Museum on Friday.
I can't wait to see the planes because you said that they have like actual.
Everything. They have tanks, they have planes, they have guns. The place is awesome.
They have a snack bar?
Yeah. I think there's snacks. Yeah, definitely snacks, Curtis.
And don't you feel, I don't mean to sound hokey, but like tomorrow, don't you just feel so grateful for those that served and allow us to vote?
Like, yes.
There's such, how close we were. If not for people like those we'll meet on Friday, to being unable to cast a vote in a free and fair election.
Yeah, no, it's it should be an interesting day tomorrow.
Big week. I'm more into the trade deadline. That's for me.
I am. I certainly am.
I keep forgetting that that's tomorrow.
How?
Because I'm just trying to.
Do you not watch football? Every 5 seconds, there's a commercial.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, to stand in that line tomorrow and,
You got to do it.
I know I got to do it. I wish I had done it early.
Face storm the beaches so we can stand in line.
Courtney, you do what's best for you. you. You don't have to listen to Greg and say because he says you got to do it. If you don't like neither two of the buffoons, you ain't got to do it.
Amen.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Are you not going to vote? Maybe?
I don't know yet. Okay. I haven't made that decision.
But you should. There are a lot of other things on the ballot that you can vote for besides just the president.
True.
Right. But I look at.
You could just go and say yes on shrooms in every race, like all the.
Shroom things, like I said, for me, listening to who was the late girl we had on,
Eliza Dushku.
Dushku.
Yep.
It's pronounced douche.
All right. If that's what she wants, and that's what people who do shrooms want, I ain't got no issues with it. I don't do shrooms is not my thing.
Yeah.
I saw somebody yesterday. I was in the hub at right by underneath the garden, and there was some people holding signs and went to Mike Pastry to grab a cannoli, and there were some people. There were some people holding signs about
number five.
Yeah, vote no on question five. And I was like, good for you. I mean, for people that are in that field that, know what the implications were. Why is it me to be like voting yes against something that I don't know?
That won't impact
me.
It won't
impact me. Right. Doesn't affect me in any way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, I haven't seen one person who it will affect saying vote yes on five.
Not one.
You mean one server, bartender, whatever. Yep. Yeah.
Somebody that's actually in the industry and would be directly impacted by it saying they don't.
It seems like none of them want it.
Right.
Like, and even the governor, who normally would lean in that direction, is saying that she doesn't think that it's good for the state. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. But yes, all right. In the meantime, we got a couple leads left. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So the middle of April, I'm not saying promote this, but I guess maybe now that Courtney is with the, people do stuff that's reckless, let's kind of make a move on them and see if we can kind of take a little bit of, retribution?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Middle of April, the Celtics will take on the Charlotte Hornets, and somebody should run that goofball Grant Williams. What a moron he is.
Amen. I know.
Like the whole thing.
They can't stand him, by the way.
Like the whole thing is like, I was reaching for the ball. Like you could have literally like hurt Jason Tatum or like any player. Like that's just, we criticize Draymond Green for stupid stuff. There's a difference between a hard foul and just a knucklehead, bonehead. You could potentially hurt a player move. And what he did to Jason Tatum was an absolute bonehead move. I give Jason Tatum a lot of credit because he was very professional about it. He just got up. He didn't engage. Then afterwards, they were trying to get him to kind of engage in the media. He would not do that. So I give Jason Tatum, and I've always given him a ton of credit. But listen, if I was part of your entourage, Tatum, don't worry about it. We'll make sure Grant gets his. That's what I would say.
Yeah, I mean,
what a moron
Derek
he is.
Derek White gave him a little bit.
Right, but even then, like, I'm talking old school, like, Tito Santana forearm across the bridge of the nose, like Kurt Rambis, Kevin McHale type.
He's
of
a jackass.
Oh, what a
we
moron.
Talked about it. The way, he was a jackass when he was playing for us.
Right.
When he was demanding to get the ball more, he was a jackass.
But don't you think you could be smarter and try a little harder to make it not so blatantly obvious? And then when you see it, so in real time, I was actually watching, and I didn't think much of it. I was like, maybe he was going for the ball. The second you see a replay, Scal's like, what the hell are you doing?
Right.
And then for him to stand there after the game and act like it was some basketball play.
And that's my good friend or whatever. Like,
Not anymore, probably.
Yeah, no.
We got issues. So they play, the Celtics will take on the Hornets at the end of the season in Boston. So
in April, you said, right?
Yeah, in April. I think it's April 11th and then April 13th, something along those lines.
All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
Speaking of the Celtics, if you're somebody who likes a good grudge, it seems like there may be one lingering between the players on this team and Kendrick Perkins. There are reports that are out today. One of them is from the U.S. Sun. I don't know. Is that a source that we accept, Curtis?
I've never even heard of it.
It's like the U.S. version of the London Sun.
Sun overseas is pretty.
It's a tabloid.
But they're on it.
They're on it.
Yeah. I would believe that.
I lived in England.
Apparently, Perk wanted to be at Banner Night, and there were guys on this basketball team who said, nope, He is banned from the building, and we don't like the way he was talking about this team last season. And so I'm okay with that.
I got no issues with that. I got no issues with it at all.
I would have brought him and then showed him on the Jumbotron as they raised the banner and mocked him.
Yeah.
Like, that would have been funnier from my perspective.
Yeah.
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 I think it's kind of petty to not bring him.
But he was talking reckless about Tatum last year. He used to talk so reckless about Tatum. I got no issues with that. Why? You know, it's one thing to criticize a player and be like, okay, but he was, like, talking reckless in the sense, like, you know, just his team's no good, all the issues that they had. And I get it. He's doing what he's supposed to do. But I think that's part of it. Like, if you're there, those guys, you don't want him around.
But do what they did with, like, the TNT crew. Send the receipts of, like, all the things that they had said about them. And so if you want, have him in the building, put him on the Jumbotron, and then have everything he said playing over him and have the whole place boo him.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying, but that's
ultimate pettiness.
It's one thing when it's Shaq, Charles Barkley, and you're like, all right, with the receipts, but with Perk, I guess, you know, I don't know. I just feel like you played for the team, and I get that you're trying to be critical because of, you know, you're the basketball guy on ESPN, but that's what comes with the territory. You know, I would understand if I was on ESPN, if I was on this platform, and I was crucifying a team, and then that team wins a chip, and I want to go be there.
Well, that never happens, because as soon as you start to criticize somebody, you get a bag of merch, and then you don't.
I ain't got no merch
from who? From the Celtics. You need merch.
Yeah, I didn't get no merch from the Celtics, and I'm always giving them praise.
How much you pay for those seats the other night?
Huh? Oh, that is true. That's not merch, though. Okay. That is different. I will take that.
You'll take that one.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's just you know, a lucky fan who stumbled into
that. That is a perk.
Right. Well done. Yeah. And Wiggy actually said off the air, you have to get free tickets because of how expensive the beer is.
I bought a couple beers.
Yeah. All right. Well, those are our leads. We are at Gillette Stadium. It is a Patriots Monday. Boomer Esiason will be with us at 8. And we'll talk about yesterday and the New England Patriots and the Titans with Boomer. And Curtis is, I think rightly so, upset with the decision that Jerod Mayo made when it came to not going for 2. We'll talk to Jerod Mayo about that at 9. And we will get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports next.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.